carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning. My name is Michael Shaw. I'm standing in for Dr. Stan Monteith this morning while he is out of town. And those who are regular listeners to this show may know me as the president of Freedom Advocates. I'm based here in Santa Cruz County along with Dr. Stan. And our purpose at Freedom Advocates is to inform the public across the country of the Agenda 21 program, or known locally, usually as sustainable development. Well, today is a special day for me, and today and tomorrow I'll be standing in for Dr. Stan, and my guest is a woman from Fort Collins named Stacy Lynn. And Stacy Lynn has been one of the nation's foremost advisors to people in her community of the nature of the implementation of this globalist program called Agenda 21, because what's happening in the plains of Colorado, what's happening throughout this country, is that an organization called ICLEI has taken hold of your city governments and is directing those governments toward the full implementation of Agenda 21. Let me give a little, before we bring Stacy on the line, let me give a little background information on this organization called ICLEI. It is, in my opinion, the most vulnerable globalist organization operating in America. The full name of ICLEI is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It is also called Local Governments for Sustainability. ICLEI is an important NGO that closely ties its policy to the man-made global warming and climate change fraud. ICLEI has formed an international congress with city and county representatives. This congress actually acts as a shadow world government. ICLEI employees come into a town that signs a contract with ICLEI, and they direct the planning departments and other local agencies and provide statutory and regulatory provisions that implement sustainable policy locally. That's why you've got to understand, if your community is involved in ICLEI, and there are over 600 in the United States, and then what it is and how you can throw it out. Local tax funds pay a contract fee to this organization. Globalist policy making is fully invaded upon ICLEI's arrival to your town. There are over 600 cities, including Bloomberg-led New York City, from all across the nation that have ICLEI contracts. Local governments have been hijacked by world government operatives. Now, each city's influence is expanded as this organization then automatically steers regional air and water boards and other many regional transformational governmental apparatus. Well, with that brief introduction, I'd like to bring our special guest today, Stacy Lynn from Fort Collins, Colorado, on the line. Stacy?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, for the listening audience, let me introduce you this way. You are one citizen in one state who has come to understand the nature of this ICLEI organization, and you've taken a lot of action over the last several months in order to make citizens in your community and some other communities in the Colorado Plains aware of their city's largely secretive involvement with this organization. Is that a fair assessment of what you've been doing?
It is. For the past 18 months, I've been researching ICLEI and the sustainability movements in Colorado. I started out by focusing on Fort Collins because the city of Fort Collins was trying to take control of two private businesses, and the reasons they were giving for that didn't make sense to me. It just didn't add up. So I started digging into the true reasons behind their motivations for basically putting two businesses completely out. So that's how it all began. And what I found was that ICLEI was at the bottom of everything the city is doing that doesn't make any sense right now.
Are you a resident of Fort Collins?
I'm a resident of Fort Collins. I've lived in Colorado for 32 years.
And,
so I'm passionate about what's happening around me. And what I see on a daily basis is that we are losing individual rights and freedoms, and our liberty is being systematically but very quietly eliminated. And this is all because of this foreign organization called ICLEI.
Well, you know, I'll second that. I mean, there are a lot of attacks coming down on America, but they can all, I think, generally be classified as the globalist thrust towards creating really a one-world government. And ICLEI is certainly a key component in doing that. Am I right in asserting that ICLEI has 600 contracts with cities and counties across the U.S. and over 1,000 worldwide? What does your research tell you about that condition?
Well, the interesting thing is the ICLEI website says there are over 600 cities, towns, and counties in the United States which belong to ICLEI. That means they have signed contracts to fulfill these foreign goals. But I kept seeing mayor's names in Colorado that were associated with ICLEI, but those mayor's cities weren't listed as members. So that made me do further research, and just a couple days ago, I discovered a whole list of mayors from Colorado who had signed agreements with ICLEI, but their city is not listed on the ICLEI website as being a member. So this is one additional way that ICLEI is operating secretly. They have mayors sign agreements, which basically forces the cities then to adopt these foreign goals. So in Colorado, we have, I'll just go through the list real quick of the cities that are listed on the website, and then I'll give the additional mayors who have signed basically secret agreements with ICLEI. So we have Arvada, Aspen, Boulder, Breckenridge, Carbondale, Denver, Durango, Gunnison County, Golden, La Plata County, Lafayette, Manitou Springs, San Miguel County, Westminster, and Wheat Ridge. And even though Fort Collins has been a member for 17 years, they are not listed on the website.
We'll be right back here. See ya.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, our special guest this morning is Stacy Lynn from Fort Collins, Colorado. Stacy has been very engaged for the last year and a half in exposing to her fellow residents of Fort Collins and other cities in Colorado of their city's involvement, largely secret involvement, with this international NGO called the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. ICLEI works to transform our system into a globalist system where your town simply becomes an outpost in world government. And the shocking thing is that 34 cities and counties in Colorado alone have signed contracts to implement the ICLEI program. Now, Stacy, you say that there are some secret arrangements between ICLEI and mayors of other cities. But before we get to that, how open is ICLEI or the cities of Denver, Fort Collins, et cetera, how open are those cities about acknowledging their contractual arrangement with ICLEI, the fees they pay to ICLEI, et cetera? Did you find that most people in Fort Collins knew that Fort Collins had this contract and was implementing this internationalist program under various guises?
No, it's easy to say that probably 99% of the people in Fort Collins have no idea what ICLEI is, that we were actually using taxpayer money to belong to this foreign organization, including council members, past and present, have no idea where these mandates and policies are coming from. The Wow. people who do know about it are lying in public about our relationship with this organization. So it is very secretive. In addition to that, the newspaper, the Fort Collins Coloradoan, is working closely with the city to keep all of this information from the public view.
Well, who owns that newspaper? Do you know?
Yes, that's a Gannett product.
Okay. So that's a fairly nationwide chain of newspapers. And my experience with such newspaper outlets, including my own here in Santa Cruz County, the Santa Cruz Sentinel, part of a Midwestern newspaper outfit, is that the newsprint media has been bought up by organizations that have a strong globalist bent. And that's why whether you're in Fort Collins or in New York City, the public awareness of the ICLEI engagements is very limited. I speak in ICLEI towns with some regularity, and I always ask how many people in the audience are aware of ICLEI. You never see a hand go up, and these are informed people that generally are at these lectures. And my point here is that its operation is really in the dark, and only those local government officials and those local newspaper editors who are in the know work very diligently to keep this information out of the public realm. And so my hat is off to you, because while it is happening in other sections of the country, that is, the awareness of the ICLEI involvement is beginning to surface. Certainly your work in Colorado is, perhaps leading the pack. So,
well, it's very exciting what's happening here.
Pardon?
I'm sorry. I said it's very exciting what's happening in Colorado, because of your assistance and Dr. Stan, we are getting some great exposure. And I am focusing on meeting with elected officials and candidates who are currently running for office, because the more people who can understand how invasive and destructive this is to the United States Constitution, the better chance we have of getting rid of ICLEI, and that is the ultimate goal. If we don't get rid of ICLEI, you're going to lose our freedoms.
Exactly. I look at ICLEI as something as akin to manna from heaven, because we can talk, we can write about the globalist invasion into the United States all we want, but to identify an organization like this, working at the local level, I think the only place where we can stop this takedown of America is city by city, town by town, until we can recapture some states. And once we've recaptured some states, we can recapture the federal government. But to work at it from the other end, to say, global warming policy at the national level needs to be ceased because it's a fraudulent science, well, that just doesn't work, because I'll tell you, our congressmen and our senators are fully, through their political parties, Democrats and Republicans, fully committed to this globalist onslaught against the independence of the United States. But that really grabs hold when you get down to the local policymaking, and of course that's what ICLEI is all about. Well, tell us about these other contracts with mayors. I was unaware of this. Tell our audience what you've discovered.
Okay, so in addition to the list that I gave earlier, we have the mayor from Basalt, Dillon, Frisco, Glenwood Springs, Nederland, Newcastle, Pagosa Springs, Telluride, the town of Crested Butte. All of those mayors have signed agreements, and here's what some of the agreement points are. They are required to adopt and enforce land use policies that reduce sprawl, preserve open space, and create compact, walkable urban communities. They
That's
are required
straight out of
to
Agenda
promote...
21.
Pardon?
That is straight out of Agenda 21.
Yes. They are also required to promote transportation options such as bicycle trails, commute trip reduction programs, and incentives for carpooling and public transit.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much a synopsis of the ICLEI program, and you see it in cities across this country. But the idea that some mayors, presumably unable to get their council support, would sign up on their own initiative to commit their communities to this kind of malarkey is astounding to me.
It is, and it's actually a violation of their oath to protect and defend the United States Constitution. It's a direct opposition to how our country was founded, and that's why I'm so passionate about letting people know what our elected officials have done and are doing. I love to use examples that people can relate to so that we can bring it really close to home, so that the specific reasons why this is so critical, people can feel why it matters. And one example that I just came across in Denver recently before we start that, Mayor Hickenlooper is the mayor of Denver. And in 2009, the ICLEI organization named him the world mayor. And he got that title because he's very successful in implementing these foreign goals, such as eliminating personal vehicle use and making very compact communities so that you don't have a need for a personal vehicle. So I was in Denver recently doing some ICLEI research, and there's a very popular mall in Denver called the 16th Street Mall. They have a new bicycle sharing program that they have one of the kiosks on that mall where you can use a Denver-owned bicycle for free for 30 minutes. after that 30 minutes, you start getting charged quite high fees, and you can actually, if you use the bicycle for a day or a few hours, it costs you $65.
No.
The ironic part of that is right next to that bicycle rack is a large sign that says no wheels are allowed on the mall, and bicycle riding is only permitted on Sundays. So they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on this bicycle program, which you can't really use in the area where they have the bicycles. The goal of that program is was formed at the behest of the mayor to manage, own, and operate the bike-sharing system. These activities are to support the goals of the city's strategic transportation plan and climate action plan. One way that ICLEI transforms local governments is by working through city staff instead of local officials. So city staff have the authority now to make decisions and adopt policies and implement those policies without council even having an idea of what's happening.
My.
In addition to the bike sharing program, the city of Denver has a car sharing program. So their goal is to have no private ownership of bicycles and no private ownership of cars. What that does to private businesses is seriously destroys their bottom line, because now people don't have a reason to buy their own property. They can use public property. And the fact that you don't no longer own your own property means that you have lost control over your ability to regulate your own life, basically.
Well, certainly that's true. I think stepping back for a moment, the Agenda 21 program, which has been adopted by 178 nations around the world, including the U.S., George Bush Sr. in 1992, committed the United States to the Agenda 21 program, but it calls for the abolition of private property and causing people not to be mobile, creating these walkable communities, taking cars away, driving the economy down, 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 so that people live in these smart growth communities that are stacked and packed. Where people live on the 32nd floor and are expected to walk everywhere. Mobility is to be limited. And of course, the bottom line of Agenda 21 is a call for an 85% reduction in human population component of achieving that overall goal. And the way the rubber meets the road, so to speak, is through organizations like ICLEI. In fact, none are more suited to those ends than this ICLEI organization, which, if you live in Colorado, you know, it's likely that your city's mayors have committed your city government to this program. These people need to be exposed, outed, and run out of town. You know, it's Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution says no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation with a foreign political entity. Now, that includes cities. When they say state, it's state or its subdivision. I will contend that a contract with ICLEI is an act of treason.
Mayor, and I agree with that completely. And the way you can see it personally is to watch your individual rights being completely destroyed because of these agreements with foreign organizations. The reason ICLEI changed their name from ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, to ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability, is so that people's government who were bringing these policies forward. So Article 1, Section 10, you're exactly right. It's a complete violation. When the thing I like to point out is how much money is being spent on these programs. The Associated Press had an article recently. In 1990, we were spending $6 million on biking and walking projects in the United States. In 2009,
in that city, you know, traffic is bad, and people wanted some congestion relief, and, of course, that's what they were voting for. But in the fine print of that initiative was disclosure that all of the money was to go for bike trails and for light rail.
Yes.
None of those funds went to relieve what the taxpayers expected, which was road improvements. We'll be back here at the Freedom Network with our guest, Stacy Lynn.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado, join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, if you have a question or comment about today's subject, you can call the radio station at 877-254-7524. Stacy, I know you have a website. Tell the audience about that website and what they can learn by visiting there.
Yes, the website is www.stopicklei.com. And currently there is a PowerPoint presentation on that website, and that will soon be replaced with an updated version. The updated version has exciting new information on how ICLEI is funded and the network of corruption between private organizations and ICLEI. So a lot of times it's difficult to understand, well, how do they actually succeed at this corruption financially? And that will help. Soon we're going to have a video up on the website so that you'll be able to see the entire presentation and hear the audio. So that's exciting changes that are coming.
Well, that does sound fascinating. Tell me, with the work you've been doing about the rise in awareness on ICLEI and how it is that these city managers and elected officials and government bureaucrats have reacted to you and to your disclosure of what it is they're doing, supposedly on our behalf.
Yes, it's been very interesting to watch how the city has responded. I have been going to council meetings for over 18 months now, twice a month when public input is allowed, and reporting on the facts of the city's involvement, what that means to the residents. The local paper, the Fort Collins Coloradoan, has a reporter at every one of those meetings, and we were not able to get any coverage on the ICLEI exposure or the corruption that was happening in the city until we started a recall campaign against the council member for violating her oath to defend the United States Constitution. But that has, all that has done is set up a large number of people who are trying to discredit me, paint a picture about me that is not true in their attempt to basically shut me up and hopefully make me stop doing what I'm doing. That has resulted in a very powerful organization called Colorado Ethics Watch opening an investigation into my activities. The interesting thing about Colorado Ethics Watch, on their website, it says their goal is to use high-impact legal actions to hold public officials and organizations accountable for unethical activities that undermine the integrity of state and local government. Colorado Ethics Watch has a reputation for going after people who stand up and support the United States Constitution. So their whole goal in coming after me is to hopefully make me stop talking, basically.
Is that working?
No. No, all that's doing actually is making the city of Fort Collins look worse than they already do for covering up ICLEI. And it's most of the people in the city of Fort Collins realize what's going on with the personal attacks going on against me and with the investigations. So it will not work. I'm going to keep researching and keep exposing the truth because I believe the people deserve to know what's happening, and I know they want to know. After I've given a presentation, the people are just furious knowing that this is going on in secret.
So the public is beginning to rally behind the understanding of the nature and reality of what this ICLEI contract means?
Yes, they are. Once they realize it's happening, they see the facts of the city's involvement, and these are cities across Colorado, not just Fort Collins. Once they realize that it's true that we're paying this foreign organization to basically control our lives, they get very upset about it, and there are groups forming around the state now to start focusing on their individual councils.
Well, you are one of my heroes because there is no more important and no better opportunity, in my judgment, than the exposure of ICLEI to get to the root of what's ailing America today and awaken the American people at the local level of how the global to local program of Agenda 21 is being implemented. And as people see that it's, you know, that it's not theoretical, it's real, your elected mayor has signed contracts with an internationalist organization designed to make America an outpost of this new order. That ought to fire every American citizen into action. And, you know, the good news I can report there is that the kind of efforts you're making in Colorado are beginning in multiple states around the country. And
yes, that's the other exciting thing. I've been contacted by people in Missouri and Pennsylvania and Utah who have heard me on Dr. Stan's program, and now they're starting to get seriously involved in forming groups in different states. So I'm grateful for your willingness to let me have this time, because every time we get to talk about it, it spreads across the United States and people are becoming involved.
So if you're out there in the listening audience and you want to do something, sometimes the heat can get a little hot, but if we don't do something soon, the real heat's going to get really hot if we allow ICLEI organizations and the U.S. Congress to continue down this march of making America an outpost of a world government where your unalienable rights are no longer recognized, by the political regime. And those people in city government who are responsible for first agreeing to these ICLEI contracts and then not disclosing to the public what it is they're doing and how it is they're being led and directed, you know, these people need to be driven out of town, because no one wants to live in a ICLEI city understanding what how ICLEI really ties into this demonic notion of world government run in accordance with the principles of Agenda 21.
I'd like to mention... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
ICLEI has a charter that the cities are following. Everybody who joins ICLEI is expected to enforce all of these charter principles. And one of the ones that's relevant right now in Fort Collins is Charter Principle number 14. It says to integrate into formal education and lifelong learning the knowledge, values, and skills needed for a sustainable way of life. So just a few weeks ago, the Poudre School District was announcing that it had applied for $4.5 million from the federal government to specifically provide students interested in sustainable energy the chance to study it in their classrooms. So here is a specific example of an ICLEI charter principle being pursued by our local school district. That money is taxpayer money, and they're planning to adopt the, if they get the money, adopt these sustainable policies in the school programs. So I started to ask, the city of Fort Collins is asking for a sales tax increase from the citizens. They need $20 million. They're telling people it's for fire personnel and police.
We'll be right back, Freedom Network.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The law office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The law office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
I'm Michael Shaw, substituting for Dr. Stan Monteith today. I'm from Freedom Advocates, located in Santa Cruz County, California. And our guest today is Stacy Lynn, a Fort Collins, Colorado resident who has taken it upon herself to lead the people on the Colorado Plains to an understanding of how globalism invades your local city. And that is done most prominently by contracts, taxpayer-funded contracts signed between your city council people and the ICLEI organization, that is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, also calling themselves Local Governments for Sustainability. Well, Stacy, I'm glad to hear the people of Fort Collins are beginning to figure this out. Do you think that you're moving toward such a broad-scale public awareness that these city officials are going to be held accountable for their actions?
I do believe that's coming. There just, you get to a point where people just do not want their individual rights to be destroyed any longer. And when ICLEI comes to town, quite rapidly, the city needs more funding because the programs are so costly that the city of Fort Collins is asking now for a sales tax increase. And they're saying that we have immediate needs for a stronger, sustainable community. They're telling the people that we need money for police, fire, and road maintenance. However, when you look at what they're actually saying, they're not going to dedicate that sales tax increase to that, but they're going to use it on sustainable goals. So I asked the city in a council meeting what their definition of sustainability actually is. What does that mean to us financially?
And the response was?
It 14 days passed without any response, so I filed an open records request so that the people can actually know what their idea of sustainability is. They opened that, they answered that open records request saying there was no document that defined sustainability. They have no official sustainability definition. However, we're going through a long-range sustainability planning process right now. It's Agenda 21. We've called it Plan Fort Collins. And in there is the city of Fort Collins defines sustainability as balanced stewardship of human, financial, and environmental resources for present and future generations.
Well, people need to pause on that for a second. Human,
mm-hmm.
What was the term, human? Resources.
Human, financial, and environmental resources.
So you now are put on the same level. You, meaning all human beings, are simply a resource like a dollar, or in their view, a resource that is actually their documentation indicates that human resources are of less importance than environmental resources, which really puts the whole concept that animals and plants and the UN documents even say sometimes inanimate objects like rocks are simply more important than people. When human beings become human resources available to a government for the government's use, well, it's time to run anybody out of town on a on a rail if necessary, if they are advocating for policies such as that.
That's right, and they've taken that definition directly from ICLEI's website. But what ICLEI says, they continue to say sustainable development must simultaneously protect and enhance the Earth's life support systems. A continuing process, this requires the sharing and management of economic, environmental, and social resources equitably within the community. That tells you another one of ICLEI's main goals is to make everything equal. So what we have in the United States should be shared. Yes, we should share everything we have. We don't deserve to have anything more than people in other countries, and that is called revenue sharing.
And how is that showing its ugly head in Fort Collins?
Well, we have a representative who represents House District 52 in Fort Collins. His name is John Kafalis, and he and I had a brief conversation recently, specifically about revenue sharing. We were talking about how the city of Fort Collins can no longer attract businesses because of their anti-growth position. And Representative Kafalis suggested that we take money from a neighboring city, the city of Loveland, and use their revenue to help us. The reason the city of Loveland is doing better than us is they are pro-business and pro-development. Unfortunately, 2 years ago, the city of Loveland joined ICLEI, so they're starting to experience some of the same problems that Fort Collins is.
Can you identify who it was that signed the ICLEI contract for Loveland?
I did. His name was Keith Reister. He's the Public Works Director. He and I spoke on the phone, and he said he joined ICLEI to access their toolkits, and that is basically a buzzword so that cities feel really good about joining ICLEI because they can learn a lot about how to adopt these policies. It also allows local governments access to federal stimulus dollars, and the city of Loveland got grant money from the federal government specifically for library remodeling, but they are only allowed to use that money if they become LEED certified.
And LEED certified, of course, is the green building standard that runs costs way up, gives you very little tangible benefit, but it's the way of attracting federal dollars, and that's the process necessary to bankrupt this country. And I think that it is hardly a stretch to suggest that the kinds of dollar allocations coming out of Washington, D.C., including the $4.5 million grant to your local school district for purposes of teaching sustainability, are all part of a much more grandiose program designed to bankrupt America and to destroy the U.S. dollar, because these kinds of programs result from the simple printing of money. You know, there is not the tax revenue able to support such federal grants, but using this carrot and stick approach, the federal government, fully behind the Globalist Sustainable Development Program, is able to lure your city into participation in the scheme designed to ruin us all. Well, Stacy, and in Fort Collins, who's the person who was the original signer there?
Well, I'd like to go into exactly how that started, and I'll do that.
When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Stacy Lynn.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Welcome back to our final few minutes here today with Stacy Lynn. Remember, she will be with me again tomorrow to continue this discussion. But, Stacy, how is it that people can contact you or get more of your information? Let's assume they're living somewhere in the United States and they're concerned about their town's ICLEI involvement.
they can always go to the website, www.stopicly.com. They can also email me directly at stacy_Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, at comcast.net.
Okay, that's good. And back to the subject we were talking about before the break, who was it in Fort Collins that got that city into this mess in the first place?
Yes, the city of Fort Collins is very deeply involved with ICLEI, and our problems all begin in the Natural Resources Department and the Natural Resource Advisory Board. The longtime city employees actually go back 20 years. Margit Henschel and Michelle Wyman were employees of the city of Fort Collins in the Natural Resources Department. They are the ones who very successfully and very quietly got ICLEI embedded in this community. In the meantime, they have been promoted to upper-level management positions in the ICLEI organization. Michelle Wyman, City of Fort Collins employee, became the executive director of ICLEI USA, and Margit Henschel was the Western Regional Director for ICLEI. That office, the Western Regional ICLEI office, was housed in City of Fort Collins building, and the City of Fort Collins gave ICLEI free use of office space and office equipment in exchange for their assistance with all the programs and policies. So we're basically ground zero in the Western United States for ICLEI operations.
Now, my experience in studying ICLEI situations here in Santa Cruz and elsewhere is that oftentimes ICLEI infuses planning departments with one of their people as a city employee, a cost that doesn't readily show itself on city financial statements because it's just guised as employee costs. Are you able to identify any ICLEI operatives directly on Fort Collins payroll that are really accelerating the implementation of these programs?
No, the interesting thing is when I do open records requests, the city is very reluctant to actually comply with the law and fulfill those requests. So it's very difficult to find out the direct ICLEI relationships. However, I have a long list of people who regularly present workshops at ICLEI functions around the world. So there are many people who are working for the City of Fort Collins and also working for ICLEI.
Well, in Colorado State is in Fort Collins, is it not?
That's correct. Colorado State University. And Tony Frank is the president.
You can get a minor in sustainability from Colorado State University. So there you've got your incubator for young minds ready to come out and implement the globalist program through city government and its association with ICLEI. A very dangerous dynamic, I would suggest. So these problems run deeply, and that's why it's so important that people in every ICLEI city across the country be led by someone like you that brings to the public's attention this demonic notion of local governments for sustainability.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Stacy, I think we have another segment. No, we do not. We'll be back tomorrow with Stacy Lynn. And thank you, Stacy, for all you're doing and for being with us today.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Rescuers say at least one person is trapped in a parking garage that collapsed in New Jersey. Fire officials in Hackensack say the rescuers can see a victim but can't get to the person because they're concerned about the possibility of another collapse. Part of the three-story garage caved in when a glass canopy fell from a high-rise condominium. A State Department official says a U.S.-born cleric will be added to a terrorism blacklist that will slap him with sanctions aimed at cutting off his financial support. Anwar al-Awlaki is thought to be hiding in Yemen. He's believed to have exchanged emails with the Army psychiatrist charged in the Fort Hood shootings and is accused